Despite a profusion of ceasefires, the war in the Middle East continues on multiple fronts, from Iran to Lebanon to the occupied Palestinian territories. And yet to President Donald Trump, it's going well, with better to come.
We've beaten their militaries very soundly. That's over with. The blockade is very effective. It's been 100% effective. And one way or the other, it's going to work out very well. It's going to work out very well. I think you're going to have so much oil, you're going to have a gusher of oil like you've never had before.
Trump was speaking to reporters at the White House grounds as he prepared for a high-stakes summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
We have a lot of things to discuss. I wouldn't say Iran is one of them, to be honest with you, because we have Iran very much under control. We're either going to make a deal or they're going to be decimated. So one way or the other, we win.
One reporter asked Trump whether he thinks China can help with the war.
Well, I don't think we need any help with Iran. We'll win it one way or the other.
We'll win it
peacefully or otherwise.
He dismissed concerns about high gas prices in the U.S., saying every American understands.
When this war is over, oil is going to drop, the stock market's going to go through the roof, and truly, I think we're in the golden age right now. You're going to see a golden age like we've never seen before.
Trump's remarks come a day after he rejected Iran's latest proposal to end the war and described the ceasefire with Iran as being on massive life support. Over in the House of Representatives, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth explained to lawmakers that the ceasefire, despite ongoing attacks, is still in effect.
As you know, for the most part, a ceasefire means the fire is ceasing, and we know that has occurred while negotiations occur, and there are lots of different discussions with our negotiating team that are happening. I'm there when those discussions are occurring. Different drafts, different perspectives. So it's a very dynamic situation where a negotiated settlement could be the outcome here, where Iran does not have nuclear capabilities. And from the Department of War perspective, we're here to support those options.
He boasted that the U.S. controls the Strait of Hormuz and said the destruction of Iran's defense industrial base has been clear and overwhelming. Democrat Jeanne Shaheen of New Hampshire challenged him on that.
Well, it's certainly not clear to me as a member of the committee, because what we see is Iran still producing drones. They're still engaged in this conflict. We have not won this war.
There's a difference between
the rhetoric.
Pulling a drone out of a cave that's been collapsed and producing more drones. That's a different thing.
Well, maybe so. But if Iran still has almost 50% of their missile capacity and the ability to pull drones out of caves and still injure our allies and U.S. service members, then we have not won the war.
While the ceasefire with Iran is somewhat still holding, another ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon is even more challenged. Hezbollah fighters say they've struck and damaged several Israeli tanks, while Israeli strikes have also taken their toll. Farhan Haq is a spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary General.
Attacks affecting healthcare and essential civilian services continue to raise grave concern. Yesterday, an airstrike on a volunteer-run medical center affiliated with the Ministry of Public Health in Srifa, in the South Governorate, killed one medic and injured five others. Earlier the same day, another medic was killed in Tul, in Nabatie, while assisting victims following a strike. Attacks on healthcare must stop. Under international humanitarian law, healthcare workers, ambulances, and medical facilities are protected, and targeting them puts both frontline responders and care-seeking civilians at grave risk.
War is also continuing on another front, the occupied Palestinian territories, despite yet another ceasefire. The plight of Gaza has captured much attention, but the situation in the West Bank has gone less noticed. James Elder is a spokesperson for UNICEF.
Between January 2025 and today, at least one Palestinian child has been killed on average every single week in the occupied West Bank, including East Jerusalem. So that's 70 Palestinian children killed in this time frame. Now, 93% of those were killed by Israeli forces, and a further 850 Palestinian children were injured. Most of those killed or wounded were done by live ammunition.
With negotiations in limbo and ceasefires showing their limits, the path forward is far from clear, and rhetoric from the various sides is not pointing towards a peaceful resolution anytime soon. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.